This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion, and will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission.
Aaj Bharat semi-cryogenic engine or electric propulsion jaisi breakthrough technology mein tezi se aage badh raha hai. Jald hi aap sab वैज्ञानिकों की मेहनत से भारत गगनयान की उड़ान भी भरेगा और आने वाले समय में भारत अपना स्पेस स्टेशन भी बनाएगा.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर असर्टेड दैट इन द कमिंग टाइम्स इंडिया विल बिल्ड इट्स ओन स्पेस स्टेशन. इन ए वीडियो मैसेज द प्राइम मिनिस्टर एक्सटेंडेड ग्रीटिंग्स टू एवरीवन एसोसिएटेड विद द स्पेस सेक्टर इंक्लूडिंग साइंटिस्ट एंड ऑल द यूथ ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ नेशनल स्पेस डे. Modi said in a short time, National Space Day has become an occasion of enthusiasm and attraction among the youth. The Prime Minister added that the space sector is carving one milestone after another, and in the last 11 years, the government has done many reforms in the space sector. Modi mentioned that space tech is also becoming part of governance in India. The Prime Minister further highlighted that India's progress in the space sector today is making the lives of ordinary citizens easier. Minister of State for Space Dr. Jitendra Singh has said opening up the space sector for the private sector was the greatest reform done in the last 11 years. Addressing the second National Space Day function in New Delhi today, Dr. Singh said, with the mantra of reform, perform and transform, the space sector is moving ahead. Dr. Singh said, 2 years ago, India's Chandrayaan mission landed on the moon's south pole, making India the first country to do so. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan expressed pride and happiness at India's progress in the space sector. He added that India has achieved the leadership in 9 space missions. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Dr. Narayanan highlighted that ISRO engineers helped avert a disaster in the Axiom 4 mission by detecting a liquid oxygen leak. Their insistence on further checks led to the discovery of a critical crack, prompting the launch schedule for June 11 to be called off. Tune in to 100.1 FM Akashvani Gold at 9:15 PM today to listen to this exclusive broadcast. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that negotiations between India-US trades are still going on. He said the government is committed to defend the interests of farmers and small producers of the country. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum 2025 in New Delhi today, the minister said India is clear about its red lines in negotiations with the United States and will make decisions in its national interest. The Central Bureau of Investigation has carried out raids at the premises linked to Anil Ambani in Mumbai in connection with an alleged bank fraud case. The case involves an alleged fraud that resulted in the loss of 2,000 crore rupees to the State Bank of India. The raid comes following the complaint by the SBI, which classified the company and its promoter as fraud on June 13. More than 300 houses and dozens of shops have been destroyed in Pakistan-occupied Gilgit-Baltistan's Gizar district in a glacier burst triggering a landslide and severe flooding. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the appointment of his close aide Sergio Gore as the next U.S. ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. Gore will succeed Eric Garcetti, who served as ambassador from 11th of May 2023 to 20th of January this year. 7 suspected Islamic State terrorists, including 2 women, have been arrested in Iraq's Nineveh province, according to Iraq's military intelligence. The arrests were made in several areas of the province yesterday, following accurate intelligence, information and intensive field monitoring. The suspects were later handed over to the authorities. The detainees were wanted for their involvement with the Islamic State. The Indian compound men's under-21 team clinched their first ever junior world title at the 2025 World Archery Youth Championships in Canada today. The Indian trio of Kushal Dahal, Mihir Apar and Ganesh Mani Ratnam defeated Germany in a shootout after the scores were tied at 233 each in a gold medal match. That's all in this news. Namaskar.